Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and I pray all is well with each and every one. I am Sister Rigonia, and this is the Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. The best call-in number, if you should desire to do so, is 929-477-2573. In the event you're not able to call in or listen to the podcast by your phone, you may follow up on Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus. You can go on to Blog Talk Radio on the website, and you can scroll down till you come to Garden of Gethsemane. And there you may play and listen to the archive. So there are multiple ways that this message will get to you. So if you don't get it early in the morning while I'm here on the air, no worry, no problem. You can always, because it's streaming live and it is on the internet, so you can always go on the internet and play the archive. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and scroll down till you see Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. Click on it, and it'll take you right to the page where you can listen to the archive. So you have multiple ways of picking up on the messages that I'm attempting to get over across to you. That's one. Again, another way that I just mentioned is because it's connected with Facebook and Twitter, and I have those sites in Google Plus, you can also click on there and hear the rebroadcast, the replay of the broadcast. Okay, now we were talking about having healing, and so we're going to continue. We're going to continue there. And let me see here. Right now, I'm looking at, I think what we really need to talk about is just as important as this is vital, is the disease epidemic, because there is epidemics, and we all are very much aware of that. So I just want to touch on that a little bit. A plague of disease epidemics is beginning to worry public health officials all around the world. AIDS, only the most discussed of these new diseases, the Ebola virus, mad cow disease, and many others scarcely heard of just 10 years ago are now worrying public health experts worldwide. And many old surges of humanity, malaria, tuberculosis, to name just two, are emerging as super drug-resistant diseases that ignore penicillin and other drugs that were formerly used to combat them. Of course, degenerative diseases such as cancer and heart disease continue to affect greater numbers of people as our food and water supplies become increasingly tainted and with pollutants of our technological age. Bible indicates clearly that future disease epidemics will be in part spread by wild animals, Revelation 6 and 8. Some of the worst plagues of humanity have been animal-borne, like bubonic plague. Bubonic plague is naturally an endemic problem among wild animals in certain regions. Is only due to society's diligence in maintaining sanitary standards that such problems stay in the fringes of civilization. So people are aware that whenever society is disrupted due to war or natural calamities, there's always the threat of disease. But these disease problems are just a small foretaste of the deadly contagious pandemics that are prophesied to sweep the earth. I heard the fourth living being say, "Come." And now I saw a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death. And there followed after him another horse, whose rider's name was Hell. They were given control of one-fourth of the earth, killed with war and famine and disease and wild animals, Revelation 6, 7, and 8. It's in the Living Bible quotation. The Greek word translated Hell is kleros, which signifies the pale green or sticky yellow-greenish color of severe disease. Jesus Christ predicted that pale pestilence would be one of the signs of mankind to warn of his imminent return, Matthew 24 and 7. Could God affect the earth with legal disease plagues? Moses was inspired of God to write this. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God, you on high, and above all the nations of the earth, Deuteronomy 28 and 1. God speaking directly through Moses is saying that if his people today would obey him and diligently observe to do his commandments, he would set us on high above all the nations of the earth. That is exactly what God did for the ancient kingdom of Israel at the time of King David. When King David turned to God with all his heart, he began to bless and prosper Israel significantly, magnificently. But what happened? When the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, because they were disobeying, 2 Samuel 24:1, so the Lord sent a plague upon Israel from the morning till the appointed time, from Dan to Beersheba, 70,000 men of the people died. And when the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying the people, "Now, just restrain your hand." 15:16, verse 15:16. We, whatever our descent or ethnicity, are no better than those ancient Israelites. The Old Testament Israelites who accepted a relationship with Almighty Yah promised to live by his word. They promised his name with their mouth and thought of themselves as God's people. The great Yah of the universe, however, is not impressed with hypocrisy, mere words of loyalty and love, but requires us to back up our words with action, genuineness, and honesty. What does this prophet, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not have work? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and desolate of daily food, and one of you says to them, "Depart in peace, be warmed and filled," but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? If it does not have work, it's dead. For as the body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. For James, 2 chapter, verse 14-16, and down to verse 26. We must show ourselves as being fully faithful and engaged in our commitment to God. We must do, or at least make serious efforts to do, all that God requires of us in our family, sexual relations, business dealings, and every other area of life. Yes, I did say that. Why? Notice what Yah inspired to be written in our, is for our benefit. But it should come to pass. If you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. The Lord will strike you with boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. Deuteronomy 28:15-22, 27-28, these epidemics are clearly a tool used by Yah to punish disobedient people. Yes, Yah will do all these things to this world, including the modern descendants of Israel, unless we turn back to Yah as profound, heartfelt repentance in a way that few people have ever done. Awesome times are bearing down on us. We're not talking about some little thing to be done all in a corner. We're talking about the most massive event by event intervention by the Creator in the history of this earth. Nothing in the past can even remotely compare to this. Can you grasp the massive effort these events will have on your life and on everything known? Listen, God's trying to get your attention. These soon coming events are real. They will happen. Do not just believe me. Believe what is written in your Bible. Check up and prove it. That is how you come to know Yah. You must know Yah to receive his protection and this in this coming time. Remember, these coming events will not occur primarily somewhere off in Africa or Asia or remote from the Western nations. Disease epidemics will begin to strike America, Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia in a worse way than you have ever done in our entire history. That's right there. That's something that we need to meditate on, that word right there. And if you receive that word, your life is blessed by the word. And I'm going to attempt to pull up another, pick on another tune for you right now. Okay. Sometimes I don't understand why my system is not responding the way that it would appear to. Let me make sure first I'm still online. Let's check that. Okay, looks like everything is okay. But for whatever reason, I am not getting that audio clip right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to continue on. Let's see. I'm going to continue on and move right on along with seven sealing and perhaps come back to that, should y'all allow to come back to that. Now, right here, we were talking about, this is a very interesting topic here, and I love it. I really do. Excuse me for the interruption. Okay, again, I'm with Zonia of another Gethsemane, Spiritual Gethsemane. And this is the Blog Talk Radio program. Call in number. Anyone wants to call, dial this number. 929-477-2573. Okay. Now, let me see here. Okay. I don't know what's going on with the audio click that I have on here. I should have tested it before, but I'm sure that everything was going to be okay with it. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it does not. Well, anyway, I still got some great stuff that I need to be sharing here with you. Listen to this now. Listen here. I was just reviewing some of this a little bit earlier today, so I'm going to talk about this a little bit with you. Okay. All right. So where we left off, we were talking about how vital it is exercising, circulation, and before then, I think we were talking about how important it is for us to breathe, that we're ingesting enough oxygen to exhale the pollutants that's inside us. So when we breathe in deeply, we're taking in pure air, and we want to, that pure air is going to push out or force out whatever pollutants that's inside of us that we don't want there. We want to do that. So we were talking about that. Before then, we were talking about the water, how important it is that we drink water every day. I'm just giving a brief recount. So we were talking about water, and we've made a point that if you put a slice of lemon in your water, that it's a good antioxidant. It will help you detox, clean your system, and if your system is clean, there's no bacteria, there can be no infection there. So those are three very important things that we want to always to bear in mind to make sure we're doing it and taking care of ourselves in that regard. So right here, what I'm looking at right now, it says, tells me that many of the things we call biomarkers of aging might actually be biomarkers of inactivity, according to William Evans, PhD, the human Nutrition Research Center of Aging. Exercise also increases energy levels, and the body's healing processes improves digestion, increases concentration, strengthens memory, assists eliminative organs in detoxification, hormone production, and makes one feel happy. Perfect health requires a perfect circulation. The more we exercise, the better we be, the better will be our circulation. It's not enough to nourish our body. We need to exercise to make sure that the nourished blood circulates properly to reach our cells. Man used to be manual labor to live. Modern living has eliminated 90% of the motion that our bodies function optimally. And the Yahweh, Elohim, took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. That's according to Genesis 2 and 15. Now I'm going to do a little bit of multitasking right here because I have not figured out what happened to my audio there. So in between going back and forth, I'm going to make an attempt to still to pull it up. Well, anyway, I will continue on in the meantime. What types of exercises should I do? All right. Well, before I go there, I'm going to go here, right here, which says our secondary life has led us to chronic oxygen starvation because the level of oxygen absorption is terminated by the level of physical exertion. Our organs, muscles, brain, and nerves are now forced to struggle with the task due to a chronic undersupply of the most important nutrient. The results of this newly mechanized lifestyle, coupled with pollution, are obvious physical and mental deterioration and a growing number of and intensity of degenerative diseases. Numerous studies suggest that physical fitness is the most powerful protector against premature mortality, and loss of functional independence. So, okay, I have to get more. Well, I do exercise quite a bit. I believe yesterday when I went out to, it was a fair day, so I said I'm gonna clean my vehicle today. I'm gonna wash my car. So for me, that was exercise, getting into all those little nooks and crannies and vacuuming in and out, making sure that every area is clean, is clear, and then on the outside, on across the entire, the whole entire car, automobile, making sure that I got every little scratch, every little smudge and everything is clean and and looking bright and shiny. So to me, that was exercise. I was bending this way, twisting that way, turning that way, up and down, you know, to the right, to the left. But that was exercise for me. But it felt, you know, it took a little bit for me to make up my mind that I'm going to get to it because it was strenuous. But anyhow, afterwards, the end results is what mattered. I was pleased with what I saw. And not only was I improving the look of enhancing the looks of my automobile, I was also doing my body a very well justice.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your heads up high, no more will we cry. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa, oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, take the shackles from our mind. You're the cornerstone, the King upon the throne. How beautiful art thou, Africa. Our nation has to bow, Africa.
Power to the people, motherland representer. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant. And I demand her attention, can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity. Soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say. But it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots. Gotta understand the truth, we is all kings round here. Life's not all fair, work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard till I earn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth. Talking about the God you serve. Africa, we claim it as their own, Africa, but now we must stand tall to break down all these walls. Our children must be taught of Africa, the science and the arts of Africa. Africa, to liberate yourselves, Africa, keep your heads up high. people of Africa, a legend lives above Africa.